This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
Coming up, if we get the chance, although the phones are loaded with calls, we will continue on the CNN propaganda piece about the so-called new normal that Captain Yu started in the last hour. But we do want to go to your calls and your thoughts. That is kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. Is we open the phones up, you call in about whatever it is you think you want to say.
We'll do it live.
And we are indeed.
Fudge it. We'll do it live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can join us on our Matrix chat server. And, in fact, that is actually, we got a call coming in there, too. So it's pretty easy to call us that way. Just jump through the hoops that we got for you over at chat.lrn.fm. It's pretty easy to get into the new Matrix chat. Once again, that's chat.lrn.fm. To your phone calls and thoughts. Oh, before we do that, there was a call just at the last hour about this Michigan court decision, Supreme Court ruling 4-3. That the governor there, Gretchen Whitmer, who's been one of the worst tyrants of all of the tyrants, I mean, they're all tyrants, but she was one of the worst, in a 4-3 majority opinion, the state's high court says she did not have the authority to extend her emergency orders past April 30th. So they're not saying she didn't have the ability to issue any of the emergency orders. They're saying she shouldn't have or did not have the ability to continue them. And she's mad about that. She issued a statement on Friday saying that the court's decision would not go into effect for 21 days and that her declarations and orders retained the, quote, force of law, unquote. I presume she means for the next 21 days. Whitmer added that many of the state's coronavirus measures will, quote, continue under alternative sources of authority that were not at issue in today's ruling. So she's like, oh. You're going to rule against me and my authority? Well, we have other bureaucrats that have authority as well, and we will have them issue the same diktats from their so-called offices of authority.
Well, she's guaranteed a re-election, huh?
So they got a plan for this. Supreme Court steps in the way, they just go a different direction.
And let's make it clear what force of law means.
That means violence.
It means violence. It means men with guns who will tell you to do a thing, and if you don't want to do the thing, they will either throw you in a cage or end your life.
Yep. Let's go to Jim. He's in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening to WBCK. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, yeah. She had 180 some of those executive orders, and I don't care Jesus. What they do. I'm going to not do everything I can to not go along with that stuff.
180 executive orders. Can you imagine somebody even trying to take the time to read three of them, let alone 180 of them?
Well, and, like, what about the rest of her job she's supposed to be doing?
What's
well,
that?
I don't know. Anything that she can get the money from the federal government, she's trying to use that to complete her promises that she made for the stuff she made in the state. She takes federal money to fulfill her which is saying she did it, you know, and he's just terrible.
Thank you, Jim, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We continue here. Let's talk to Sean. He's in California watching on our DLive feed. It's one of our video service providers over at DLive.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much, just a little bit something about the mask mandates, a couple things. First of all, you know, I'm here in California, and sometimes I can go for days and days and be the only one not wearing mask anywhere. Mm. And, you know, it's a little...
If you get out of the house.
What's that?
If you get out of the house.
I'm all over the place. As a contractor, I'm in warehouse stores. I'm in, all kinds of different places. Mm. And, you know, I'm constantly in stores buying food, so anyway... I'm the only one a lot of times, but I always say to people, it's like, there's one thing you can do right now before this gets even more out of hand, is the easiest kind of activism you could do is not to wear a mask. I mean, there's really no consequence for it.
I agree.
You know, I mean,
hold on. That's not true in all. Hold on, that's not true in all places.
You're right. Okay.
I know that for a fact that the Miami Police Department has 39 officers on their mask enforcement squad, or whatever the hell they're calling it.
The mask enforcement.
And they are writing people tickets. So,
right, but at the same time, yeah, you might get a ticket, but there is no law, so you can fight that ticket, and I would be willing to bet you that you would win.
Oh, I bet you're right about that, too. I mean, that's certainly what I intend to do if
fight
somebody decides to write me one of them.
I agree with him.
I would fight it, and of course, I'd probably cost you some money. I bought a ticket not too long ago, and it cost me about $500 to do it in L.A. County.
Geez, you poor man.
They dropped the charges. Well, it was not charges.
But you had to pay $500 in court fees?
Yeah, they dismissed it. They called it improper registration because I was registered in Arizona as opposed to California. And, you know, I proved that I have property and I have, you know, a mailing address. It's raw land, so it doesn't have a mailbox. But I proved all that I actually own property in Arizona. I don't own property in California.
Right.
So
what would the ticket have cost if you had just paid the ticket?
I don't know. But the point was, I didn't want to have to change my vehicle registration.
I see. But
you know what I mean?
You had to pay the court, just to clarify, the $500 worth of costs was imposed by the court just because you went to court, right?
Yeah, and ironically enough, well, actually, that's not totally true. But part of that was I didn't have insurance on a motorcycle I was riding at the time with Arizona Place. So I forget, like $125 fine on that one, because I corrected it, and I got the insurance. Ironically enough, though, as I leave there with a $500 court fee, you know, minus the $120 or whatever, mm-hmm. And I'm right next to some Hispanic guy, and they're charging him $25. And I'm all...
Why do you think that was?
You know, this guy was in court with me, you know, and I'm like, they're charging $25. I'm like, how does that work?
Well, why was that?
You know?
Did you ask?
I don't know. I didn't ask, and then like, hey, you know, but I just wanted to get the hell out of there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I understand. That's one of the problems in a lot of these places are these court costs are absolutely ridiculous. It's not just California. Florida is like that.
Best I can tell, the courts don't care whether you can pay or not. They're going to just impose their fines, and it doesn't matter who you are, from what I've seen. But, you know, I have heard that that they'll often give lower fines to people they think will just disappear or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But they actually charged me a dismissal fee as well. But anyway, get a little off topic. Just real quick, I just wanted to say too that I'm a contractor, and I've been wearing N95 masks forever. I'm a carpenter, mm-hmm. and you can wear one all day. And I'm talking about dust particulates, which are far larger,
much larger,
than right?
Supposed virus. You know, I can wear the top quality mask, the best one that they have, and at the end of the day, I'm all plugged up with dust still.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the whole thing is completely ridiculous on every level. It's really submission. It's to me, I compare it to wearing a burqa in the Middle East. They're submissive.
I totally agree with that. It's absolutely submission. It's absolutely obedience. And it is absolutely religious. It is totally a religious ritual.
It's culty, for sure.
Thank you, Sean, for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
I just wanted to say, too, to his point about the biggest or the easiest thing that anybody can do as a form of activism is take off the frickin' mask. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're tired of the government telling you what to do and telling you how to do it and how to live your life and making choices for you,
but then
take off the mask.
Like you, but then your neighbors might not like you.
Or you might start a trend.
Well, if I'm going into my neighbor's house, I'm going to follow their rules because mm-hmm. it's their house.
I'm going to turn around.
You can choose not to.
Yeah.
You can choose not to go into their house if that's what you want to do. I'll just wait out here.
You want to make me put a mask on to socialize with you? Go away.
And, you know, I think that I feel the same way about businesses, too. If you want people to wear masks into your business,
that's
your
thing.
Business.
It's not. That's not it, Mark. The businesses are doing it not because that's what they want. Sure. Maybe some of them are, but you can't tell the difference between a business owner who wants to do it because that's what they want to do and a business owner who's doing it because they've been told they have to.
They're being forced to.
Occupancy licenses, or excuse me, licenses to do business, these are what the fundamental problem is because the government, if you ask them if you can do business, they'll tell you no in some cases.
855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition, and it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, or call us on our Matrix chat server. Just join that by following the instructions that you'll find over at chat.lrn.fm, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. It's Ian,
the captain.
And Mark.
And also want to say, check out ForkFest 2021. It's coming up next summer. Yeah, I know. You got a long while. I'm planning on this one. But that's why we're trying to give you the dates now. So that way you can mark your calendar and go ahead and reserve your room over at Rogers Campground. They got RV sites. They got campground sites. They got motel rooms at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful location right there in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. I mean, Captain Kickass, you were there for the first time this year. Just comment on how, like, splendid it is. It's very nice, isn't it?
Well, I think I've said this before. I'll say it again. When I did arrive, I got a room, right? So I brought my stuff up in the room, and I immediately forgot about the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Immediately. And that went on for an elongated weekend, about 5 days or so.
It was nice.
So it was, yeah. And then it wasn't until the drive home that I was like, oh, right, I have all this other
responsibilities
to
wait.
Think of. So it was a beautiful reprieve. It is beautiful out there. The people were great. Everybody who vended something or put on something was very passionate about what they were doing. They were very detail-oriented with it. We didn't see any, nefarious activity by anybody who participated in the ForkFest, at least.
Nope, I don't think so.
And so it was great, man.
It was a good group. It was a good time. If you missed it, well, you definitely want to come to the fifth annual one, which is June 28th through July 4th, 2021. Go to ForkFest.party. It's decentralized. There's no ticket cost. Just the cost of whatever campsite or RV site or whatever you want to rent there at the campground. So we'll look forward to seeing you there at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we're going to try Rick again. He called back. Must have been some sort of technical difficulty before. Rick, are you with us this time?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me just fine?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from the state of, or actually Vermont State. How's that?
Okay. What do you want to share with us?
Well, basically, I'm the founder and head of the Constitutional Law Group, which has filed tort claims against 42 governors across the United States for domestic terrorism.
Really?
Huh.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And what we have to realize is we, the people, retain the power that we only delegated, and the repeat, delegated power to government, okay? And we've lost our way, and we need to regain the path of what our founding fathers put forth for us. And government has only got three duties that they are supposed to do for we, the people that we created.
And what are they?
That is protect our rights, protect our borders, and to coin our money.
Well, I don't want them to do any of those things.
Yeah, I'm not sure the federal government has it's not pointed out that they're supposed to handle, say, immigration, for instance.
The government has a limited contract,
okay,
and that contract is the Constitution.
Yep.
The Constitution,
but those people are dead.
Does not give us our rights.
Well, I agree with you there. We have rights because we're humans, and rights are a good idea, so we should agree on those sorts of things. But the Constitution, if it was a contract, the people who signed it are dead.
Long dead.
Bottom line is, it is a contract. Nonetheless.
But what's the point of a contract where the people who have put it together are no longer breathing? I mean, are you suggesting that these men who signed this document can somehow obligate me to their contract?
No. The government is obligated by that contract.
Okay.
You as a man, and not as a citizen, but as a man, you are not bound by that contract.
Okay, good.
The government is.
But they're not.
The government is bound by that contract.
All the evidence suggests that they're bound in no way, shape, or form by that contract.
Yeah, they don't seem bound.
Well, of course not, because we the people have been lazy and have not taken responsibility.
So that's why you've been suing them.
You and your that contract.
So that's why you filed lawsuits against, you said, 42 governors?
That is correct. Because they're acting outside. Because every governor, every public servant takes an oath of office. And that oath of office is still alive because it is to that contract. That contract is the Constitution, which they can only govern by. And we got to remember, excuse me, we the people retain the power because we only delegated limited power to the government.
Well, let me tell you, it ain't feeling like that. Right. Tell me, you know, what's your most successful of these lawsuits? What's going on? You know, what's cooking out there with these 42 lawsuits?
Oh, I love you asking me that question. Before the scamdemic, and I repeat, scamdemic happened, all you have to do is go to my website, okay? My website is constitutional, or actually not mine, but our group's website is constitutionallawgroup.us.
Okay.
And you can see we've tracked this scamdemic all the way back to 2003. This was totally planned. And we the people need to take note that there's nothing about this scamdemic that is constitutional or within mm-hmm. the bounds of the contract. And where I'm going with this is we the people have to take note on one aspect. I am the guy that went and traveled 38 hours straight from the Texas to Washington State to defend a 79-year-old Marine that had a barber shop in Washington State
mm-hmm.
and successfully defeated Governor Jay Inslee for
wow.
his intrusiveness. I have opened
So
up
you're an attorney and you were able to take...
I'm not an attorney. I'm you're a not. Constitutional lawyer. Big difference.
Okay. So you were able, though, to represent this person in court, even though you weren't an attorney? They got rules like that over in Washington?
There's rules all across the United States. All you have to do is read the Constitution. The Constitution is a contract that limits government.
Well, except it doesn't.
People.
I mean, he's talking about the theory. Yeah, he's talking about the theory of it. And
you have to hold your public servants accountable for their infringements and their violations of their oath of office.
Well, I want to hear about a successful case. I mean, you mentioned these 42 cases, and I hope that you will call us when there's some sort of news about having, you know, a real win here. Because
I'm going down in Massachusetts.
Great. Keep us in the loop, Rick. I definitely want to hear about this. I want you to keep, you know, call in. Let us know what's going on in Massachusetts and how that is transpiring.
Yeah, please.
Because I definitely want to hear about it. I am actually involved in suing a governor here in New Hampshire over these ridiculous mask mandates, and I wish I could just overturn the entirety of the executive orders. There's more coming up here. Thank you, Rick. Keep in touch. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week, as little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to cancel legislative work until October 19th because of coronavirus cases infecting three senators. That, however, will not delay confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate Judiciary Committee still intends to begin that hearing on October 12th, as scheduled, despite many objections from Democrats. Two Republican members of the Judiciary Committee, Utah Senator Mike Lee and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, announced they had the coronavirus and tested positive on Friday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has also tested positive for the virus. Also, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tested positive. He tweeted that he's receiving medical attention at this time and will keep people apprised of his condition. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You dial toll-free if you want to jump on the air with us and talk about stuff. Our number is 855-450-FREE.
Can we talk about stuff and junk?
Yeah. Absolutely. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. But, Captain Kickass, you do have a story that I hopefully we'll get back into.
Yeah.
CNN propaganda piece about so-called new normal. So that's on the way. We'll get back into that. Plus, I do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live LRN.FM satellite fundraiser. If you like the idea that we are broadcasting this show and some other great programs from the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM across North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa, and you want to get behind our satellite fundraiser, please, you can do it for as little as $2 a month. There's some other tiers as well, like $4.20 or $13.37 as the elite tier.
Right.
Yeah. Over at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. And I will say this now, I have recreated the supporters-only chat room on the new Matrix server. So there is now, for those of you who are Free Talk Live amplifiers or are patrons for the LRN satellite fundraiser, we do have a special chat room on the new Matrix server just
nice.
For you. So there will be instructions coming to you. If you've already, if you're already one of those members, you probably got an email from me over the weekend that gave you those instructions. So be on the lookout for that, and we'll see you on that Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm. And if you want to donate to the fundraiser, it's fund.lrn.fm. We go to Dan in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yes. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, there was a caller a couple people ago. And he laid out what Governor Whitmer was planning on doing because she's ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
So you broke it down and said, well, maybe she's going to use some type of violence.
Yes.
Maybe that's why she built a wall around her house.
Oh, really?
She spent $1.1 million.
Oh, man. That's a hell of a wall.
Well, yeah.
Wait, does she get paid that much to build that kind of wall?
No. She's going to take it out of one of the funds in Michigan, of course. You know, that's her thing. But the other thing I wanted to mention, and, you know, I'll hang up real quick. I'm not a member of the Branch Covidians.
The Branch Covidians. You don't reside at the COVID cabana either, do you?
No. No, I'm an old guy from the 60s, so I remember all this stuff. This is nothing new. It's part of the Marxist communist BS.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
I did just look this up here, and yeah, apparently, according even to Snopes.com, they're saying that the governor reported receiving security threats resulting in plans to build a new security fence around her residence. The cost of current maintenance and upgrades, described as, quote, routine, is about $1.1 million.
Oh, yeah, so, that's routine, yeah, you know.
Can you imagine?
How about the government routinely build me a $1.1 million fence around my property?
Well, yeah, I think they should have at it. You know, we the people.
Thanks, Dan, for sharing that. What else did you want to say? Anything else? Go ahead.
No, I'm just glad that you guys have a good program.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Yeah, I'm afraid they just don't care about us. It's them. And when the police say on the side of their cars to protect and serve, they're not lying.
No, but
it's that they're there to protect and serve the politicians.
Right. Not the people.
No. I mean, you know, at least all the evidence that I have.
Okay, so interesting little detail here on this Whitmer fence story. So according to the Detroit News, as cited over at Snopes, they reported that the governor's residence in Lansing was receiving a security upgrade. Oh, so she must be living at the state governor's...
The governor's mansion
or whatever,
sure.
Right?
Right.
Well, I mean, you say, sure, that actually doesn't really happen here in New Hampshire, apparently. Most of the governors here...
Governors should not have mansions.
Right. Actually, here they live in their own home. There is actually like a governor's residence of some sort, but almost none of the governors utilize it here.
It's like a
historic...
Probably give tours or
something. Yeah, it's like a historic thing or whatever. But in a lot of places, they do use it, and Ms. Whitmer is certainly using her. So this is government money being spent on this, and it was said it was receiving a security upgrade as part of, quote, routine maintenance. The total cost of this maintenance was reported to be $1.1 million. So it may not be that the fence was all $1.1 million. They did other things along with this. And so the new perimeter was one of the so-called upgrades. The cost of installing the fence is unknown. A spokes bureaucrat for Whitmer told the newspaper that these upgrades were actually planned last year. So this had nothing whatsoever to do with the threats or the pandemic or anything. Is that's the claim, is that we were already in the process of spending $1.1 million. So this is totally normal for amounts of taxpayer dollars spent on so-called security. All right, so we continue.
Stop asking questions.
You know, it's true. They do routinely spend millions and millions and billions and even trillions
of
taxpayers' dollars on things that you probably wouldn't approve of.
Let's talk to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist. He's on our Matrix server, a chat server. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Well, I thought I would change gears today. What?
All right. Change it
you
up.
You can't
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
We got you. Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to change it up and go to talk about Harvey Weinstein. He's in the news again.
Yeah, I heard they're bringing more charges against him out in the West Coast.
Yep, more charges. And I take...
Isn't he already in prison for some number of years?
Yeah, he's in prison for the rest of his life,
his
basically.
Life. Okay.
But I take the unpopular position, and I support the dredges of society, so I always take the position opposite of what the crowd is going. The crowd wants to throw this guy in jail. The crowd wants to grind him up into little pieces. And I say, you know what? He isn't accused of raping people, you know, jumping out of bushes and grabbing little children and raping them in a
what
cornfield.
What is he accused of?
This guy is accused. He's accused of having his way with the girls who wanted to get into the movies and wanted something in return. Now, in my opinion, that's called prostitution. I mean, you know, okay, they're not getting money. The girls aren't getting money for their sexual acts, but they're getting favors that result in their career getting advanced. So, yes, it's a slime ball move, and I'm not trying to support this guy. I'm not trying to say, oh, this guy is a great guy. He's a slime ball, but does he deserve to get 75 years in prison or something like this for basically having his way with women who didn't object, at least at the time?
I couldn't.
A lot of them are coming up now, and
yeah, I couldn't claim to know what happened in these rooms. And obviously, if this guy committed some kind of rape, I really don't care. But if this was by and large a quid pro quo, in the sense that, hey, you want to be in the movie, you do the thing, right? When you for any job where you've got a whole bunch of people lined up to do the job, and all of them are equally qualified to do the job, then you're going to find people trying to attempt ways to get the job. And some of these ladies probably should have sent thank you notes. I don't know.
Look, I don't know what happened between these people, but the allegations in this case, or these cases out in California where he's been charged with four additional counts of rape, four counts of forcible oral copulation, two counts of sexual battery by restraint, and one count of sexual penetration by the use of force. Now, obviously, again, we don't
those
have...
sound bad.
That sounds like rape to me. Now, again, those are just allegations that haven't been proven, et cetera, et cetera. So I am with you, Gene, in that if it was this sort of this agreement of, hey, you better have sex with me or else you're not getting this movie role, and the girl decided to do that on her own volition, then I don't think that's a crime. That's just slimy. But if indeed he held a woman down against her will and raped her, then that is absolutely a crime, and probably should go to prison for that, or whatever the appropriate punishment, restitution might be.
Nobody's trying to promote rape here. This
Indeed.
Is not.
I get
an
what
issue
you're saying, and I do appreciate
rape.
And I do appreciate hearing from you here tonight. So again, you know, it all depends on what the truth is in these matters, and if it's he said versus she said, how do you really know?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you dial now, we might be able to get you in here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can head over to freetalklive.com, enjoy a bunch of features there, and they're all free, like going back for years worth of archives. You can download as many MP3 archives of Free Talk Live as your little heart desires there that go back all the way to 2006. So, yeah, a decade and a half.
Download them all, back them up on some sort of server, put it in your bunker underground.
Yeah, somebody's already done that.
Be like
that
a seed bank for Free Talk Live.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, please, head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy that. So, Captain Kickass, you were sharing with us a news story. Well, I'm not even going to call it a news story. It's not a news story. It's an opinion propaganda piece from CNN that's advocating the so-called new normal. Get used to it, they say.
Yeah, they say get used to it. They say 5 years change in 6 months is a common slogan for the pandemic. The disruption has upended lives and jobs lost, and relatives who live alone or perhaps died without saying the right goodbyes. Yet permanently severing ties with January is not necessarily a bad thing, psychologists say. The danger comes from hankering for normalcy again rather than working out how to deal with whatever is ahead.
A friend of mine down the street from where I live, her husband died not too long ago. She was they took him to the hospital, and that was the last time she saw him because she wasn't allowed to visit him at
her
the hospital.
Husband.
Right. The new normal is that people can't be but their relative's side as they pass on to the next world. Right. That people have to put their pets down by giving them off to somebody and never see them again. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to put up with this new normal. And anybody who says this is the new normal, suck it up, get a psychiatrist, that person is callous beyond belief and has not suffered at the hands of COVID.
Yeah, I can't say it any better. The article makes some other points. One of them is people who suffer tragedies eventually return to their previous happiness level, Davenport said via email. But I think that COVID-19 is a little different because we keep expecting it will end soon. Mm. So there is no need to permanently change your attitudes about it.
I don't know what that means.
This is psychological babble to condition you to accept that things aren't going to go back to normal.
I don't know whether COVID will go away or not, but I mean, at this point, what we can see...
Well, has the cold ever gone away?
Nope.
Because from what I understand, they're related.
Right. They're both coronaviruses.
And isn't COVID just COVID-19, meaning the one that they discovered in 2019 and that there were other ones prior to that?
Correct.
They talk,
so, but this is
by that definition, it's not going away.
Right. So
there will be COVID-20 or COVID-21 or whatever.
Presumably, COVID will morph into something less deadly. It could go more deadly, but
It's not very deadly right now. So I mean,
nope, it's not particularly deadly.
They mentioned normalcy bias. They mentioned people who don't adapt to change believe what they remember as, quote, normal, unquote, will return and delay modifying their daily routines or outlook. Those who refuse to wear masks may be guilty of normalcy bias, Davenport said, since they perceive this intrusion into their lives as a passing fad that they don't need to embrace.
They really want you to embrace
CNN. You can suck it.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of this.
They do suck.
This is one of the most horrible articles I've ever seen. That's clearly aimed at people who are having a hard time dealing with everything that's happened since, we'll say February. They say January, whatever it is, right? To just get them to like, okay, yeah. Well, just you know, get
suck
into some
up.
Kind of a routine, suck it up, and go along to get along.
I'm so sick of the really what there is a conflict going in the United States. It's been going on for a long time. It's going on between the city dwellers versus the country dwellers, mm-hmm. right? And this is more of them, the elite, educated city dweller, telling those of us from the country, we just need to get used to it. This is just how it is. You know what? It's not how it is unless we say it's how it is. And that's all there is to it.
Well, the problem is that a lot of the people who may agree with us are saying this is how it is because they're going along to get along by putting on the mask. And even you, Mark, have admitted that you carry one around with you and you'll just put it on anytime somebody asks you to.
I put up some resistance in so much as I don't have it on generally. And then they can. The thing is that people, you know, they don't have the resistance for the long haul. And that's all, you know, so I'm just going to make it not easy.
The resistance for the
those
long
that wish to enforce a mask mandate upon you do not have the resistance for the long haul.
I hope you're right about that, because so far they seem to have a tremendous level of success.
They have all the force of government behind them. So
they certainly do in a lot of places. There's no doubt about that. Now there are places where it's relatively uncommon, like you were saying, in certain rural areas. I think, was it you, Mark, that were driving to Florida or something, and you were commenting on the rural gas stations? You didn't see much going on with masks and
city places,
that kind of thing. So, I mean, there is definitely a division there. But anybody who is against masks, and if you're wearing a mask, you're part of the problem, okay? Because you are creating the mentality that this is everywhere. You're part of the feeling that people are getting like, oh, I don't want to be the only one without a mask on.
Right.
Because people are social animals. And so if they feel as though they're in a place where they're in the minority and they can be like the majority just by putting a mask on, that's a very, very strong pressure. So you're part of that problem.
No. Suck it. So what I'm saying here is I don't have to follow your little rules as you mandate them.
I'm not mandating anything.
Yes,
on you
are. You're saying if you're wearing a mask, you're part of the problem.
You are.
No, I'm not part of the problem. I'm telling you that it's a societal thing. You don't have to be black or white. You can do things that aren't exactly the way Ian says them. I get it, man. You have a very structured view of the world. But that doesn't mean everybody who disagrees with you is wrong. You're just mistaken.
I didn't say everyone who disagrees with me is wrong.
Yeah,
I'm saying that you're part of the problem if you wear a mask because you're contributing to that vision of the future. You are letting that become reality by being a part of that.
It is reality, and I am standing against it in so much as I put up some resistance.
That's good. I'm not saying you're wrong for doing that. I'm glad that you're doing that. But ultimately, every time you put
that
thing on,
you're part of the problem because you don't go into the buildings without your mask on, unless you're allowed to.
Huh?
Why don't you just go and do backflips, wear no drawers across the grocery store aisles?
I don't understand what you just
said. What I'm saying is that you...
I don't go into buildings with a mask on unless I absolutely have to, and there's only been one time when I have put one of these things on.
Well, what I'm
saying, business.
The mailbox store says you can't come in without a mask. Why
don't
you go
in? Because it's their
you
store.
You can stand there and show people in the mailbox store that somebody can stand here without a mask on and we're still alive.
It's a privately owned store.
Oh, but you're still part of the problem.
No, I'm not putting a mask on. So, no, I'm not part of the problem.
Yeah, but you're not in a building either. So you're not standing for anything.
No, I'm standing outside.
Great.
In
no,
that case.
No, there's no concern about masks and being outside. They gave it one.
There's plenty of people that
no
have
victory.
Masks on outside.
No victory is had.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know. I can say that I have yet to put a mask on. Anybody who has seen me this year has in person has seen me without a mask.
It's a personal victory. I'll go for you on that. And I'm not here to tell you, Captain Kickass.
I'm not saying I haven't like worked some ways around how to figure out how to do things without putting a mask on. I have because that's who I am and how I live my life. But I have not put one on, and I think that that says more about my displeasure with the current events than anything else I could possibly do. Plus, I'm showing everybody, this is normal. Normal face, everybody.
Right, sure. That's what it's about. It's about having people refuse to go along to get along and to just do what they're told left and right.
I'm fine with that. What I'm when pointing fingers and telling people they're wrong and part of the problem, that's not a solution, dude. It just alienates people.
I'm giving the solution. The solution is to stop going along to get along and doing what you're told. Because the more people that do what they're told is why we're in this situation today. If people would refuse to obey, if people would refuse to go along to get along, we would have mass noncompliance or at least enough noncompliance to where these government bureaucrats would not get away with this crap. Let's talk to John in Dover, Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have a comment to make about these masks, man. They have done exactly what the liberals and the tyrants that rule over us want them to do. And what it is they've caused nothing but separation amongst the populace. And what I mean by that is when this COVID first came out, if you listen to the news media very closely, for some reason, they come out and said that this is going to attack the African-American community harder than anything. Now, why is it
that
COVID-19 knows the difference between the African-American community and the white community? You don't remember them saying that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I do, actually. You brought it back to my mind. I'm like, they did say that.
I think there have been more deaths from blacks.
And do you know what that does, gentlemen?
Well,
tell me, fast.
You know what it does? It causes nothing but problems.
When I
go into the food store now, and I don't want to wear my mask, and I'm a white guy, and all the African Americans have been brainwashed into thinking that this COVID-19 is attacking them specifically, now they look at me like I'm some kind of racist bigot.
That's unfortunate. John, thanks for the call tonight. Out of time. See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi. Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.